At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and let's go, baby. Good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, pulling you through another one. Mike, I gotta tell you, brother, I went to Game 5 here in Phoenix, Arizona last night of the NBA Finals. And brother, if I were to tell you, it did not disappoint, because my Milwaukee Bucks did what they can and should be doing, which is continue to impose their will and walk out of here with a win and a chance to keep that trophy in Milwaukee after Game 6, brother. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well, buddy. Like, look, I'm not doing as well as you, because your team is one game away from taking the chip. And, you know, seeing your post on social media about the game brought some joy to my heart. And I know you're living large this morning.
You know, it was truly fantastic to watch that game and be there live in that atmosphere, Mike. No joke, bro. It is a special thing to be at NBA Finals, a Super Bowl, a World Series. Honestly, people, if you have an opportunity, I strongly encourage you to make the push, make the plunge, and go support your squad. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll be right back. He's Mike. I'm Andy. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. I believe we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us now, so we'll take him now. I was going to push him back to 25 to talk some NBA hoops, but no big deal. Let's bring him on. He's ready to rock and roll. John Poulter, come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, my friend. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
You can tell right now, obviously, the voice is a little bit hoarse, more so than usual. I got to tell you, Saturday night in Phoenix, Arizona, was absolutely off the hook, off the charts. As we all know, there was a huge NBA Finals game that took place between the Bucks and the Suns. Final score, 123-119, Milwaukee. And I was in the house. I was there to see it. I'll tell you what. Suns fans are incredibly loud, but at times they're incredibly quiet. And for the most part, I'm just telling you guys the way that I see things and the way that things were brought to my attention as I'm in that arena. And Mike, quite frankly, bro, you kind of alluded to it, like in the text message that you said to me earlier. At the end of the day, you know, there's a certain way to go about your business, and you should handle yourself in a certain manner. And the Suns in four garbage really got to people's head. And Suns fan became extremely cocky and arrogant about everything and anything. And as soon as the Bucks kind of put some resistance in this whole thing, they're down 2-0. They tied up 2-2. Obviously, they're now the Milwaukee Bucks are now up 3-2. But it's an interesting proposition or an interesting situation where I've been a fan of sports a long time. I've covered sports for a very long time, fellas, as you guys know and like you guys have yourself. You have to be humble, and your fan base needs to understand that they have absolutely nothing to do with the outcome. So at the end of the day, to me, it's extremely important not to talk too much garbage or crap about what this and that may or may not happen, because we have absolutely nothing to do with outcomes of games. We may know a lot, we may have a lot of insight, but we still have absolutely nothing to do with the outcome. So my point is someone's going to be heartbroken, and it's either going to be the Suns fan or it's going to be the Bucks fan. And right now, I'm leaning towards Sun fan being extremely heartbroken, guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
You know, I guess I look at this from a neutral perspective. You know, and as I mentioned to you when I texted you earlier this morning and said to you, you know, you must be on cloud nine. As a nonpartisan fan, it was beautiful to watch that game last night, regardless of the outcome, because it was back and forth. One team dominates the first quarter, second team dominates the second quarter, points all over the place. You know, an exciting game to watch as a nonpartisan fan. I can't imagine how nerve-wracking it was for somebody that was a Bucks fan or a Suns fan, but it is always disappointing when fans get into, I'm going to call it trash talking, because, I mean, that's essentially what it is. Let's take this as a sport and exactly what it is. And, you know, I got to admire the Bucks players, because from what I saw, again, from a neutral standpoint and again on television, you were at the arena. To me, it looked like the Bucks handled this as a classy organization, and I think that goes a long way to saying something about how they're approaching this series. They were down 2-0. They're now up 3. Chance to win it at home Tuesday night. It's like the stars are aligned for them. Let's face it. They couldn't have asked for a better situation after dropping those first two games.
Yeah, I mean, again, they did that against Brooklyn. They had the resilience. They just were too resilient of a team not to just keep fighting and clawing back. And, you know, I was sitting there, I'm watching the game with my best friend of my whole lifetime. I've known him since he was 2 years old. And we go to the game. I'm going to tell you the story. It's absolutely insane. I think you guys can really appreciate this. So if I tell you some of the things that happened for me to get to the game, I can't do it. It's too long. But I will share this part of what happened with me last night at the game. We were at the game. I see my buddy getting a little uncomfortable. I'm like, bro, what's going on? He says, I'm passing a kidney stone right now. I said, are you kidding me? And I may have said it a little different at the time. But I said, are you kidding me? Let's keep it PG, right? I said, you're kidding me. He says, no. I said, wow. I said, this is unbelievable. I'm like, we're at game 5 of the NBA Finals. You're passing a kidney stone right now? He's like, I may have to leave. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, I may have to leave. So 5 minutes left in the game, he gets out of our seats, and he's just walking around because he can't sit still at this point because obviously things were bothering him really bad. But I can't make this stuff up, man. So the pain and the things that people are going out, you know, on the floor and the fan, like this guy took one for himself majorly. He's passing a kidney stone and he's at the game. I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely amazed and I was shocked, and it was just insane to me. But let me get back to something. The Suns shot 80% in the first quarter. I just knew that when they put 37 on the board, Milwaukee had 21, they're down 16. I look at my buddy and I said, bro, they should be down 25. He looks at me, he thinks I'm nuts, and I said, you're not seeing it. I'm telling you, they're in this game. He goes, bro, what are you watching? They're getting killed. They're down by 16. I said, yeah, but you know what? The Phoenix Suns never really delivered that knockout blow. They should be up 25 points, and they're only up 16. I said, let's see what happens. And then the Bucks sit Giannis, and bam, they get right back in the game. Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis, those guys deserve whatever accolations that anybody wants to give them. They have been rock solid coming off the bench for the Bucks, Mike.
No, they have. Excuse me, they have been rock solid coming off the bench for the Bucks. And you know, I'm sitting there in downtown Phoenix at an establishment, and after the Cubs game, and watching the game, and I'm sitting there watching these Suns fans just go absolutely ape, you know what, in that first quarter, and you know, with good reason. Their team was playing well. They're up 16. Sat there the whole time, Dorf, just like you. I'm like, Bucks are okay. 16 points in this kind of NBA is not, it's not a death sentence. They can come back from this. And what happened? It flipped. You know, everything that went right for the Suns in the first quarter didn't go their way in the second quarter, and vice versa for the Bucks. And I, you know, at halftime, I'm sitting there going, we got a game. We absolutely have a game. The Suns better buckle up. The Suns better be able to deal with some pressure because here comes Milwaukee. They're going to play physical. I like what they've done, what Milwaukee's done with Chris Paul, and put Holiday, you know, obviously put Holiday on him, but Holiday's, he's bumping him. He's getting right up in there. He's not letting, for the most part, he's not letting CP3 get loose and kind of just run all over the court and dribble and pass and all that kind of stuff. I like the physicality that Milwaukee is bringing right now, Andy.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. And you know, when you think about how things started, Jrue Holiday has two early fouls. He has to come out of that game very early in the first quarter. I said to Barry, it was actually pretty interesting because the Bucks were down so much. He actually had to bring them back a lot earlier than I think he thought he wanted to, right? But Jrue right. somehow really figured it out and stopped fouling guys. I actually think he might have only finished the game with three fouls. So he had two fouls right away out of the shoot in the first 5-7 minutes of the game. And then he wound up playing however many more minutes. I'm not looking at the box score right now at this moment in time, but however many more minutes he played after that, he really stopped fouling guys and you're right. He got into Chris Paul. And I think that to me, that's been the biggest adjustment that I've seen from Milwaukee from games 1 and 2. They basically let Chris Paul run around and have an assist party. And now what they forced the Phoenix Suns to do, and it's happened for 3 games, okay? So this is no longer me just making things up. They have absolutely sped the Phoenix Suns up to a point where they're just playing one-on-one basketball. And they're not playing that. Remember that play that they had where they were throwing the ball, zipping it around to 10 different guys, whatever it was, like 10 passes in 10 seconds or something like that? We haven't seen that since that play. And I think that Milwaukee should deserve a ton of credit. The thing that I hate about them is the same thing that I love about them. The fact that all those guys can play all different positions on defense, it is such a luxury, guys. Like, I can't imagine how this is all coming together the way it is, because I've thought Bud was a complete fool for so long, but at the end of the day, maybe the guy is a freaking genius. I don't even know at this point anymore. The stars are aligning, like you're saying, but at the end of the day, that they play a style that they want to cause havoc and chaos, and they absolutely do that. We gotta take a break. I hear the music. John Poulter, professor of sports, doing a little overtime, talking some basketball on the other side. We'll get into some baseball. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, John Poulter. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Shaw has 9. He's been held under 10 in 3 of the last 5 games. Giannis flushes, holds over Gasol.
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
Chris Paul off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Betts on 2-1. Finds a base hit into left field. The Mookie is aboard. His first hit is a Dodger. Single to left.
The right-hander sets, fires, and a fastball swung on and lifted to deep center field. Canna back. Canna at the wall, and it is gone. Tommy Pham with a home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Obviously, we're going to shift gears, talk a little Major League Baseball, which, Mike, you know, I got to say, we're the ultimate sports crew, baby, because Mike was actually downtown as well. I had no clue. I'm trying to call the guy yesterday. He doesn't get back to me, and at the end of the day, he probably should have, because I would have gotten him into the game with me for nothing, but hey, I ain't mad at you, pal. But here's the deal. He actually was downtown as well, because the Cubs were in town to play the D-backs, so we were both in the same vicinity. We just didn't bump into each other at any moment in time, but hey, let's run through things real quickly as I set the table. Boston Red Sox still in the lead in the American League. There's been American League East. There's been nothing that's changed there. There's been a little bit of musical chairs, I would say, with Tampa, Toronto, and New York. But now that New York has been hit once again with that COVID thing, we'll dive into that a little bit. The White Sox, they're on top by a lot right now in the Central, and I don't think we're surprised about that. No shock there. Houston on top in the American League West. Oakland, they're just going to keep knocking at their door. I'm pretty sure on that one. Mariners are, you know what, they're actually playing pretty well. The Angels, somehow they're over 500, but doesn't really seem to make that much of a difference. In the National League, the Mets, they're on top of that division, National League East. Philly very close behind them, Atlanta close behind them. That may actually be the most intriguing division in baseball because it's the tightest. The Central, it's all about my Milwaukee Brewers right now. They've got a six-game lead. The Cincinnati Reds are six games behind. The Cubs, they're about eight games behind. St. Louis has just been a disappointment since a while back now. I'm not exactly sure what the hell's happened there. San Francisco, now all of a sudden, The Dodgers are right there with them. They both have 58 wins. I think the Dodgers are coming, and I think that the Giants are going to start to falter a little bit. John Poulter, what can you say about what's happening in Major League Baseball? And if you want to address the All-Star game as well, the Home Run Derby, go right ahead.
Well, I think the standings are more important than the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, to be very honest with you. You know, my feelings on both of those, the made-for-TV events, I don't find them particularly interesting anymore. I guess the All-Star game used to interest me because you had National League players, you had American League players, now you've got players moving back and forth. There's no affinity to any leagues anymore. And I got to tell you that one thing that really, really turned me off the All-Star game this year was those hideous uniforms they put guys in. To me, one of the pleasures of watching the All-Star game in baseball compared to other sports was the fact that the players wore their own uniforms. They still had some individuality. Now it looked like a Tuesday night beer league softball game with those silly uniforms. To me, it took all the tradition out of the All-Star game. The Home Run Derby, we were all talking about Ohtani last week, and he put on a pretty good show, but Pete Alonso came through again, defended his title as the fifth seed. I think that tells us something about Pete Alonso. But, you know, looking at the standings, you know, you mentioned that not much has changed in some of those divisions, and that's extremely right. Boston, for some reason or other, they're still hanging in there in first place, and I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I guess I am a little bit surprised now. I didn't think they would be in this position at this point of the year. Tampa Bay has been sort of up and down most of the year. They've been very, very streaky, but all of a sudden they're only a game and a half behind, one game in the loss column. The White Sox are comfortable at eight games, but, you know, as I've mentioned many times, one of the things that really troubles me about the White Sox is their record against better than 500 teams. It's currently 17-25. That doesn't sound like a first-place team. But you look at that division, three of those teams, Detroit, Minnesota, and Kansas City, are well below 500. And when you're playing 57 games, which is almost a quarter of your season, against teams that are below 500, it puzzles me why the White Sox are not a better team in terms of playing against 500 teams. Houston continues to maintain that lead over Oakland, and as you mentioned, Seattle and L.A. both over 500, sort of getting back into it, but don't seem to be back into it because they're so far behind. Mets, as we thought they might, are coming back to the pack a little bit. That's a 500 division. That reminds me an awful lot of the NFC East in terms of, you know, teams with 500 records. If I'm the Mets, my concern is Jacob deGrom. I see that he has been sidelined. I don't think he's on the IL yet, but he's been sidelined with forearm discomfort. I hate to hear those two words in a pitcher because so many times we hear that end with Tommy John surgery, and that's clearly something we don't want to see. Your Brewers, what can I say about them? All of a sudden, six games up on a somewhat surprising Cincinnati Red team. The Cubs and St. Louis, both a little disappointing. The Giants and the Dodgers, that's starting to become a race now. You know, the Giants still 58-33, coming back to the pack a little bit. The Dodgers playing really, really well. They're only a game behind. So, you know, all of these races are tightening up. So I think there's an awful lot to look forward to in the next 60 to 90 days that we still have left in the season, Andy.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, John, you know, you look at all these races that are kind of, to me, they're kind of over. But you look at that National League West, and it's the Giants, Dodgers, and you could maybe put the Padres still in there at 5.5 games out. But when it comes down to it, I really think, you know, I'm with Andy on this. I think the Dodgers are coming. do you think the Dodgers eventually win that division and maybe put the Giants in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, I think eventually they do, Mike. You know, the Dodgers have been playing exceptionally good baseball the last little while. San Francisco had that lead, and San Francisco has also been playing very, very well. But let's also keep in mind that the Giants right now are playing without Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria, and Crawford has been out the last couple of days, and they're still hanging in there with a one-game lead. So when those guys get back, I think that Belt, I believe, is the most serious of those injuries. He's got a knee issue, so he's iffy in terms of if or when he even comes back. But if they get some of those guys back, and Posey probably the first guy to come back because he has a thumb issue, which I understand is on the mend, you get those guys back, that's getting healthy guys back, number one. It's getting good players back, number two. And thirdly, that's almost like getting three guys or four guys for free at the trade deadline without giving anything up off your roster. So if the Giants can get those guys back and they can continue to have the career years at their advanced ages that they're having, I think the Giants can still make a go of this. But a smart betting individual would probably put his or her money on the Dodgers right now because the Dodgers have been there. They have the depth. They have the talent. And right now they have the momentum. So I think it's going to get very good in terms of watching this from a neutral perspective. I think it's a great race. I just wish some of those games were on a little earlier in the day and I didn't have to sit and start watching a ball game at 10:30 at night, because right now that's the best race in the game as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down some Major League Baseball at this moment in time. Hey, I want to just ask you about Ohtani, because at the end of the day, you know, we've debated this back and forth about what we think the guy should do and how they should use him. He's a special talent, and I think that this is what makes it so difficult for them as to how to use him. Do you ever see, and think about this for a moment as we go to break, do you ever see them actually going one direction or the other, or are they just going to keep doing what they do, pitching him, hitting him? And again, it's working to a certain degree, but at the same time, I just wonder if he put all of his eggs in one basket, would he be a little bit better? Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with the professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. We'll all be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
A doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Fly ball to center field. Fairly deep. It's really deep. And it is gone. Michael A. Taylor leaping at the wall. Couldn't reach it.
1-0. Breaks his bat. Loops with a center field. A base hit. Travel score. Upton's being waved around. Hermosillo ends up at third base and we're tied at 3.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, our professor of sports who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We're talking baseball at the moment, and I threw that question to you before the break about Ohtani. We've kind of gone back and forth about this, and it's such a weird dynamic because this guy's a special human being, for sure. And you want to, like, get everything – you want to maximize everything, right? But at the same time, you don't want to blow the guy out. There's a lot of variables. So what say you now at this moment in time? Have you changed your opinion from mine? Because I still think they need to figure out one or the other and quit tinkering with doing pitching and hitting. Just make this guy one or the other. What say you, John Poulter?
Yeah, I think they've got to make him one or the other, and that's kind of always the way we've both sort of lent in this discussion. It's a dilemma from the standpoint that he's good at both. We know that pitching is very hard to find in this day and age. We know that pitching for the LA Angels is extremely hard to find and has probably been the biggest reason that they've been a disappointment for the last 10 or 12 years. I don't know the exact numbers, but I read an article two or three weeks ago that in the last 10 amateur drafts, the Angels have not drafted a pitcher who has thrown 100 big league innings for them in that decade. That's a horrible stat when you think about it. Does that tell us something about the way they're using their pitchers or the way that they're drafting them? So when they get a guy like Ohtani, who has shown that he can pitch, there's that huge temptation to use him. But to me, there's two drawbacks here. The first drawback is that in Japan, he was only used to pitching once a week, maybe once every 6 days. That doesn't work in the major leagues because you need to get more out of your starting pitchers than once a week. It also disturbs the rest of your rotation. It also takes a good hitter out of the lineup on the days when he's pitching. If I'm the Angels, I take the high road here and I put him in a position where I'm going to get the most out of his talent and for the dollars that I'm spending, and the less injury risks, that is, being the DH every day and perhaps the occasional spell in the outfield, I think they should maybe just put him in the bullpen on days when he is not hitting, and maybe he can get two or three hitters. Maybe that's the way to go. I just don't think using him as a starting pitcher and then using him as a DH the other 4 or 5 days a week, I don't see that lasting long term. I think it exposes him to injury, and when you've got that much money invested in a player, the last thing you want is to see him injured.
You know, John, the last few days I've been kind of texting with you and sending you pictures from Chase Field with the Cubs and the Diamondbacks, and, I'm going again today to the third game, so I'm going to maximize my viewing of my Cubs, so it's gonna be fun. I mean, nothing funner than yesterday. Top of the ninth, comeback by Wilson Contreras, just a bomb. I mean, it was as soon as he hit it, it was gone, kind of thing. But you and I talked a little bit about Jock Peterson. He was the leadoff guy for the Cubs. He gets traded to the Braves earlier in the week, and it makes you wonder. Who else is on the block? And as I'm, sitting there next to, thousands of Cub fans, and striking up conversations, they're wondering the same thing. They're like, well, okay, is Bryant next? Could Javi get traded? And I looked at them with a weird face with Javi. I'm like, there's no way they're trading Baez. But what do you think with the Cubs in terms of being a seller come the trade deadline?
Well, I think the two obvious factors, Mike, are number one, how the Cubs fare in the pennant race over the next 2 weeks. If they can close the gap on the Brewers, maybe they don't look to sell. Factor number one. Factor number two, they need to get at least one or two, hopefully all three of these guys, hooked up for new contracts, because if they don't, they're basically back to square one in terms of building, and they have to maximize what they can get for their assets. With all of these tight pennant races, guys like Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, they're all attractive to pennant teams on a short-term basis. So if I'm the Cubs, I do those two things. I look at my record over the next 2 weeks and make a decision very quickly towards the end of the month. If I'm still in the race, maybe I keep them, maybe I even add to what I've got. If I'm out of the race and or I cannot sign these guys, I think you have to cut bait. And I think you have to sell these guys or trade these guys and start replenishing the farm system and go into a rebuild, because quite frankly, since their World Series win, they've made a little bit of noise, but not an awful lot of noise, and maybe this team does need some tweaking. So I would say those are the two main factors, Mike, from where I sit.
Interesting. You know, as a Brewer fan, obviously I can appreciate when the Cubs are kind of lousy. So, and then obviously we know that it's been so long since they had that 100 and whatever year drought where they didn't do anything, and then they wind up getting it done. And like John said, it's been ever since then, I think it's been shaky at best, like no joke.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of, like you just pointed out, you know, the fan base. Once you start getting the fan base questioning what you're doing, which they do all the time, but sometimes they have more of a reason to do it than others. And right now I think their fan base is absolutely 100% correct. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you starting to trade guys away? This thing isn't over, and they're not – look, they go on a good stretch, 8-2. We know how this division is. They could be right back in the mix. So, like, to me, what they're doing is they're taking the cheap way out instead of saying, you know what, we're going to go for it, because they got some players. And like John said, they got some guys that could be attractive to pennant race teams. You can't let your fan base down like that, can you, John?
No, you can't. And, you know, to your point, there's not very many fans in Chicago that have seen more than one championship. There's not very many fans in Chicago that have seen the Cubs play well for five or six seasons in a row. So, you know, as you've said, we've always talked about that division being musical chairs. And, you know, the Pirates, I think, are definitely out of it. The Cardinals are looking like they're starting to fall out of it. You know, they'll play well for two or three games, and then they'll play like dogs for two or three games. They are so unpredictable. The Reds, I believe, are playing over their head. I don't think the Reds are going to hang in there. The Brewers are playing very, very good baseball right now. I watched a little bit of that game with the Reds last night, and they played well. They came back in extra innings even after going down late in the game, giving up a tying run in the late innings. The Cubs, to me, are a funny, funny team. You know, they've got all of these stars, but for some reason or other, they don't seem to be playing any better. Like, to me, right now, the Cubs, with what they have on paper, should be right up there with the Brewers, because the Brewers are playing really well. I think the Cubs can play better. Why the Cubs are 8 games behind the Brewers with the talent they have tells me more about the fact the way the Brewers are playing positively than it tells me that the Cubs have got a good baseball team. I still think they're going to be in sell mode. I still thought when they traded Peterson at the start of the week, that was the white flag at the first rung of the ladder going up. I think by the end of the month, unless they're within 2 games of the Brewers, I think they're going to be selling, and I think they're on a major rebuild. And let's face it, those guys would all bring tons of prospects the way the game is today.
I agree. Andy, that's the voice of John.
Hold on, let me follow up with that real quick. You know, you sit next to these Cub fans, and I don't think Cub fans are demanding enough of their ownership. Like, I just think, you know, it's the Cubs, and the owners kind of look at Wrigley as, you know, it's a cash cow. Their fans are always going to be there regardless.
I think the fan base needs to be more demanding of their ownership. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's much like we see here in Toronto with the Maple Leafs. It's a business, and the Leafs over the years, especially in the Harold Ballard years 20, 30 years ago, he was quite happy to turn a profit and have a losing record. As long as the butts were in the seats, he was happy. We as a fan base did not push back hard enough to get them to produce. It's a little different now with the new ownership. We still haven't done very much winning, but I think the Cubs and the Leafs are in very much the same situation. The ownership has always looked at it as a business rather than a winning proposition, and that has to change. And quite frankly, with all due respect to the Brewers, who are playing well and deservedly in first place, they're not doing this with mirrors. They're doing it with pitching and defense and some good hitting. Great recipes for success in baseball. But, you know, the Cubs, to Andy's point, should recognize that this is an upside-down division, and you win eight out of ten, and all of a sudden you're back in this thing. You know, they're not 13 games behind, 15 games behind, or in last place like the Pirates. They're there, and there's all these head-to-head games to go. So, to me, it's there for the taking. I'd be shocked if they didn't make these trades, but at the end of the day, you have to question the ownership.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down some Major League Baseball at this moment in time. Hey, let me ask you this, because I like looking at numbers. I know you do as well, and we look at that run differential, and sometimes it means something, and sometimes it doesn't mean something. However, I think at this point in the season, it does mean something, because you've gotten through the first couple, 3 months where guys are still kind of figuring things out and getting adjusted and ready to play the game that they love so much, and it just takes time for them to get settled in, I guess. That's the word. But I've been looking at this run differential like crazy lately, right? And it's no wonder the teams that are plus, they're positive, they're the best teams in the league, right? You've got the San Francisco Giants, who are like plus 119 run differential. The Dodgers, they may have the biggest. They're like a plus 155, right?
Which I believe. The
okay, so that's the biggest. And then you've got the Astros, who are like a plus 133. But my point is this. The teams that are all in the green, they're all winners. They're all above 500. The teams that are all in the red, they're all below 500, or maybe a couple few games over 500. But those are the teams that are like minus one, minus eight, versus a team that's minus 141, like the Baltimore Orioles. Or let's get really bad, and let's go to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are minus 156. I mean, come on, man. Like, to me, what I'm saying is, I know there's parity. I know there's really good teams. I know there's really bad teams. But how can there be such a difference, John? These guys are all professionals, aren't they?
Well, they are, but, you know, you look at the Miami Marlins, 40-51, last place in the National League East. They're at plus 21. The only team in that division that's better than them is the Braves at plus 27, and the Braves are a game below 500. So, you know, even the Mets in first place are only plus four. What it tells me is there's a lot of big-sided losses going on and a lot of wins that are by one run or less. And, you know, you talked about the White Sox, and I've talked about the White Sox and their record against 500 teams, and the White Sox are plus 120, but their record against 500 teams is poor. So does that mean they're beating up on the Sisters of the Poor? It probably does. That's going to come back and bite them at some point in the game.
Baseball's one of those games, man. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. No rhyme or reason for a lot of what happens and what takes place on the diamond. John, as always, a true pleasure talking to you. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk hockey. We talk baseball with him. Obviously, hockey's done, so it's all about baseball at this time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're going to come back, wrap up this hour. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5.
Unbelievable!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Hour number one, just about in the books, as we like to say, because this is the final segment of this hour. Mike, obviously, we're going to talk a ton of NBA hoops, NBA finals in hour number two, maybe get into some NFL talk. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers conversation is starting up once again, and you know, you and I talked about this obviously around draft day when it all took place, and I told you then that he's coming back, and you kind of said, yep, I agree with you, and pretty soon that's going to be the tone, but hey, I ain't mad at everybody. I just know a little bit more about what's going on than most people do, Mike.
Well, you are, I mean, look, you are a pretty bright guy on most things, so it doesn't surprise me there, Dorf, but, you know, one thing we got to mention maybe a little bit, you know, in the second hour for a few minutes is the British Open. The Open is going, and Jordan Spieth is right there at the top of the leaderboard. We got Morikawa in the lead at 14 under, but, you know, the British Open deserves a little bit of talk, I think.
Oh, no, absolutely, and I'd be remiss, obviously, right, because my buddy is on the PGA Tour, and quite frankly, once again, my guy, Kevin Streelman, I'm looking for him on the leaderboard right now. I'm not seeing him. Oh, there he is. He's at 4 under, by the way. So another top 20 right now for my boy Kevin Streelman, who I know. I love that guy. He's a great dude. Hour number one is in the books, Mike. I guess we got to come back for hour number two. NBA, a little NFL, and yes, a little Open Championship. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
There was gunfire outside the ballpark in our nation's capital Saturday night.
A game between the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals was postponed after a shooting outside of Nationals Park. D.C. Metropolitan Police say at least four people were shot, and they believe one of them was a stadium employee. The shooting occurred as the bottom of the sixth inning was getting underway. The team tweeting that the shooting occurred outside of the third base gate of the park. The game will be resumed on Sunday afternoon, followed by the regularly scheduled series finale. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Germany has reached 184. German Chancellor Angela Merkel describing the flooding that has devastated parts of Europe as terrifying Sunday. Merkel promising swift financial aid after visiting one of the areas affected by the country's worst natural disaster in almost six decades. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaruth for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaruth Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Three members of the Texas Democrats who flew to Washington, D.C. last week to stymie efforts to pass election reform legislation have tested positive for COVID-19. All three are fully vaccinated against the virus. Some Democrats chartered a plane, others drove. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said they will be arrested when they return to Texas. Three more bodies have been identified in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. Brad Bernards reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Since the partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South Building on June 24th in Surfside, Florida, 97 bodies have now been identified. More from Miami's WPLG.
36-year-old Teresa Vasquez was recovered from the rubble. She was visiting her parents from Los Angeles. They were also tragically killed. Two other victims are 51-year-old Brad Cohen and 79-year-old Maria Popa.
All but two of the 97 bodies pulled from the rubble have been identified. At least 22 million pounds of debris and concrete have been removed from the site. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that a recall effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy can go forward. A recall committee filed an application to remove the governor, alleging he lacks fitness, is incompetent, and neglects his duties. The Alaska Division of Elections denied the application, saying it was not legally or factually sufficient. The recall committee challenged that decision in the state superior court, which ruled the recall application was valid. The state in return appealed the court's decision to the Alaska Supreme Court, which ruled on Friday that the allegations in the recall petition are legally sufficient. The Republican Dunleavy has 17 months left in office. A new advisory from the Biden administration is likely to heighten tensions between Washington and Beijing.
As expected, the White House has warned U.S. companies not to do business in Hong Kong to avoid reputational and legal damages. The 9-page directive was announced by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
The directive was issued simultaneously by the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and by Homeland Security. The Department of Treasury took the matter beyond the warning by announcing sanctions against seven Chinese officials for violating the terms of the 2020 Hong Kong Autonomy Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We appreciate you listening for USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfman Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you, people. What a weekend. What a sports world we live in. NBA Finals. Game 5 in Phoenix, Arizona takes place on Saturday night. Does not disappoint. What a game. What an emotional, what an amazing feeling it was. I got to tell you, man, amazing. The Open Championship going on. We've got baseball. We've got football right around the corner. Mike Wilson, we are lucky people, my friend.
We are very lucky people, Dorf, and I think you and I say that to each other probably once a day when we talk to each other, but there's a lot going on. All the NBA final stuff, the baseball. I mean, you named it all, buddy. So let's get to it. Let's talk to the NBA. Who's going to take home this chip? I think you're with a certain team, but we can get into all of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very interesting series, and I really do want to break it down with you. Bucks go down 0-2. Now they're up 3-2. Obviously going back to Milwaukee to have a chance to bring that Larry O'Brien trophy back to Milwaukee. Been 50 freaking long years, man. A long, long time. We got to take a break. I hear that music. Keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. It's the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990.
Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. Visit PalioSF.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's PalioSF.com, PalioSF.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, by the way, people. I haven't done this all day. I've been too into my own world about what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks and the opportunity to win that championship. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, greatest handle of all time when it comes to Twitter handles. Mine is Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, we got so many directions we can go. We could obviously talk Open Championship. We can talk some NBA basketball. We can talk some NFL football, which we'll probably do all of those. I do want to go back to the NBA, and I want to break this thing down, because now we're through five games. Milwaukee has an opportunity on Tuesday to wrap this thing up in Milwaukee, and quite frankly, they better do it in Milwaukee, because I don't necessarily think they're going to be able to pull off two games in Phoenix. They did what they needed to do, and now you need to go and protect your home court. The interesting thing to me, Mike, about this series is how different it has become. Games one and game two, Phoenix was doing whatever they wanted. They were passing the ball beautifully. In a lot of ways, I do think these two teams are similar. They both like to pass the ball. They both like to create a little bit of havoc. However, I think the Bucks are a little further along in the process. It's been 3 years of Milwaukee being a very good basketball team. It's been a year of the Phoenix Suns being a good basketball team. And then you go back to last year, what happened in the bubble. They won the eighth straight. Everybody was feeling great and giddy about this team. But I've said this to you so many times before, brother, and I think it's extremely true in this situation. There's something called growing pains when either in life, in sports, whatever, however you want to put it. As a kid, we had growing pains. You were growing too fast. Your knees bothered you. Whatever it was, because you were growing too fast as a kid. In the NBA, I think it's pretty similar. Things were so good. Things are great for the Suns. Sun fan thought that they can't lose. Look, at the end of the day, I just think the Milwaukee Bucks have played this process out a little bit more than the Phoenix Suns. And this is the result of year three of having that process. So I think the Bucks are a little bit ahead of them in that sense. And I also think the Milwaukee Bucks have the best player on the court by so far. It is it's to me, it's such an overwhelming disadvantage for the Phoenix Suns that I don't know how the odds makers made the Suns the favorite in the first place. I think it had something to do with the fact that they had home court advantage, and that's it, Mike, because at the end of the day, there's nobody on the Phoenix Suns that has anywhere near the ability that Giannis Antetokounmpo does. And I said to you after game four, when he had that unbelievable block that we're not talking enough about, that was a series-changing play. And to me, right then and there, the Phoenix Suns felt the pressure. They were like, wow, these guys didn't back down like everybody else did to us when we went up on them. These guys have some fight, and they are super resilient. And this is what I noticed from the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5. When they were down 16 points, the calm, the poise, like, dude, I couldn't believe, like, I'm watching this with my own very eyes, and I'm saying to Barry, who I'm there with, at the game with, my best friend of my whole life, I said, bro, they are so calm, cool, and collected. They're down 16 points, but you wouldn't even know it. So to me, that's what has really, really impressed me about this Milwaukee Bucks team. You don't see them get frustrated very much, do you, Mike?
No, you don't seem to get frustrated all that much. And like you said, there's something to having some growing pains, to getting to the championship, to winning a championship. And look, you and I thought when we were growing up, the Pistons had to get by the Lakers. Pistons had to get by the Celtics. MJ and the Bulls had to get by the Pistons and the Celtics and the, you know, it happens. It's part of the game. And to think that, you know, for the first time in 10 years that you're in the playoffs, that you've had this magical run. And I'm not taking anything away from the Phoenix Suns. You know, people want to go, well, they didn't play a full loaded, you know, Lakers team or Denver team. Like, you know what? So what? They had to play who they had to play, and it's just the way it is. But when you run into a team like the Milwaukee Bucks that has been here before. They've been on this, not the NBA final stage, but they've been deep in the playoffs the last 3 years. They know what it takes to kind of get through the tough situations, and they're showing that right now. They're not backing down. They're, like I said at the top of the show, they're playing physical. They're playing CP3. They're bumping them. They're kind of, their hands are everywhere, like up in his chest. And they're kind of doing the same thing with Booker. And you know, Booker is having a decent series. It's not like he's completely went off the rails like CP3 has the last 3-4 games. But, you know, to me last night, I'm going to tell you, I think I sent a text to you this morning in terms of Booker needs to get in the weight room like MJ did and be able to take a physical pounding because, you know, all this kind of hitting the floor, hitting the deck, hands everywhere by you know, who, Drew Holiday or Middleton or Portis, who's ever guarding Booker. You know, they're being physical with him too. So this is a learning process that the Suns are going through. And, you know, Andy, I'm just going to make a quick little comment here. It was great to see LeBron at the finals.
Yeah.
As a fan.
Yeah, like, you know, I agree. It was cool.
Know, everybody was like, oh, this is the first series without LeBron or Steph in the finals. Thank God. I love how this series is going. You got two hungry cities. You got two hungry teams. You got hungry players all over the court, you know, trying to figure this out and trying to win their first championship. It's kind of, for me, Andy, it is a breath of fresh air.
No, absolutely. We wanted something different. We absolutely got it. Phoenix Suns, Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, come on, man. You can't make this stuff up. And the fact that, obviously, my hometown team, the place I love, Cream City, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin and grew up in Milwaukee. So at the end of the day, that's where my loyalty is, man. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been covering this team for 25 years now. But at the end of the day, I mean, look, that's the thing about Phoenix. This is a transplant place, man. There's so many people that come here from somewhere else, and they continue their loyalty to their teams, unless, Mike, the Phoenix Suns or the Cardinals or the D-backs are good. And then they have a bunch of bandwagon jumpers. And you know, like, I'm sitting there next to this guy who's a Suns fan, season ticket holder at the game, and you know, he's getting frustrated, and I'm trying to just explain to him the nuances of the game, and I'm explaining, like, he's talking, he's going, oh, the Bucks get every call. I'm like, listen, the way it works is, in sports, the aggressor is usually the guy or the team that's going to be able to pull it out and get it done. And I said, quite frankly, if you watch the way that the Phoenix Suns play, they shoot a ton of jump shots. Like, you're not going to get a lot of foul calls in this league when you shoot jump shots. Milwaukee actually takes the ball to the basket. And with that being said, I think there were a total of 17 free throws the whole game. So anybody that wants to complain and say, oh, they get every call, there was only 17 total free throws in total in game five. So nobody was going to the free throw line that much. And I think you have a very valid point about Book. Look, how many times does Chris Middleton get hit when he's going up with a shot and he still converts the bucket and he doesn't get the and one, but he got hit and he still can make that play. So your point about getting in the weight room, getting some strength, abso-freaking-lutely, man. Like, what else do these guys have? Look at freaking Giannis, man. That guy is so, so shredded. Like, he is an absolute beast out there. And then people want to complain and say, oh, he runs everybody over. Look, man, they're getting in his way. I'm sorry. He's trying to figure out a way to go around them, but he can't because they get in his way. And you know what? They're not putting a wall up against him. They don't have the ability to do it. Miami really did it well last year. They didn't have the ability to do it this year. And that's because Giannis has grown, my friend. He is a much better passer. He's a smarter player. The one thing he does need to take out of his game is the damn three-point shot. There's no reason for him to take that other than to keep guys honest once in a while. But after that, dude, don't take that shot because that's the shot they want you to take. Go down in the paint where you shoot like 80%, right?
No, absolutely. you know, last night sitting at those couple bars that I was sitting at watching the game, and you watch the fan base just lose their collective you-know-what over a perceived no call. You know, Booker shoots a jump shot, shoots three, and he gets hit on the hand, it looks like, a little bit. And they're like, what? They're not calling that. Milwaukee's getting all the calls. I had to tell some people, I'm like, you realize your guy Book, like, fouled out three times, the other night. And they're like, yeah, we know, but it's rigged. I'm like, no, it's not rigged. This is absolutely not rigged. So, you know, you get a fan base that kind of goes fan base on you a little bit, and it's kind of hard to deal with. But, you know, look, we got a game six coming up in Milwaukee. It's going to be a great one.
I agree. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Israel Barton. The ball stolen by Booker. Booker beats everybody down, goes to the rim and in. Booker with the steal, and again the Suns' defense pulling it right back to a five-point lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Grizzly, he breaks loose and puts up a 14-15 footer. Swish, it's good. That's Paul taking over in the third quarter when his team needs him the most. He has 20 points. Ahead to Chris Paul. Paul over to Crowder. Back out to Paul. Paul over on the left side behind a G8 screen. Takes it to the baseline. 14 footer. Good again. Oh, wow. Chris Paul, 6-6 in the quarter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me is my buddy, my pal, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, just a lot of emotions obviously going on, and we now got a caller, so we're going to jump out to the phones and hook up with our main man, a guy that calls us on a regular, usually MISM, but at this moment in time, I think he's MIAZ, along with Max, who's usually from Berkeley, but Max is now in AZ as well. Mitch from Santa Monica, who's now in Phoenix after a game five. I know you were at the game. I saw you. You were the reason I was there, man. So thank you very much. How you doing this morning after a game five victory for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Eyes be a bit blurry, but yes, in fact, Mitch in Santa Monica is in the Valley of the Done. We are done here, folks. And not only that, but I have Max from Berkeley, who now is not from Berkeley, but now you got MISM squared. You got Max in Santa Monica now here. We are here, came from L.A. yesterday, went to the arena, the Footprint Arena, or whatever they call it now, and had the time of our lives. And, boy, Andy, unbelievable. What an incredible game. I mean, first of all, take the fandom out of it as a game. I mean, how entertaining was that? And then after a first quarter of just looked like Arizona Phoenix domination of shooting over like 74% to the Bucks 30%, you just had to go like, all right, they are either going to be out of their minds and this game's a complete blowout, or there's going to be reality's going to sink in. And if you're a real fan, if you're watching a game, you realize reality is going to sink in. Coach Bud, love him or not, guess what? Made the changes that needed to be changed in the game, and things happened. Hey, but listen, this is not necessarily about me. This is about me and taking my son, coming here from L.A. for this incredible experience. So I want to just let you talk to my main man, Max, in Santa Monica. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Drew Holiday, 27 for 13. I've always said it. I've always said it. This team is unstoppable when Drew is unbelievable on the court. And last
look,
night,
I hear the excitement, man. The job is not done yet, and I think that we would be remiss to not give a little bit of credit to Phoenix and say they can go back to Milwaukee and definitely make it difficult for Milwaukee. The bottom line is Milwaukee does not want to come back to Phoenix for a Game 7, guys. We know that. They did what they came here to do either in Game 5 or Game 7. I think if they have to do it again for a Game 7, it might be asking a little too much. And you guys, hey, you were there. You felt that arena, brother. So give me a little bit of your taste of the atmosphere from, like, what they're calling it now. And by the way, I got an idea of what we should say about it is that was the Milwaukee Bucks putting their footprint on the Phoenix Suns' new arena. But what did you think about that atmosphere?
Oh, that was one of the best sporting atmospheres I've ever been in my life. I have to say, great thanks to all the people that I met last night. I think we both did. They were some of the nicest fans, some of the greatest fans, one of the best atmospheres in sports. I have to say that. Footprint Arena with the Phoenix Suns, one of the greatest atmospheres in sports. I have to say, though, that atmosphere is not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. The Bucks are not coming back to the Valley of the Suns. They're staying there. They're going to stay in Milwaukee, and they're bringing that trophy back to the Deer District and back to the city of Milwaukee.
I love it, man. I love it. You know, and by the way, let me tell you something, Mike. So Max, who just graduated from Berkeley, was a bright kid. He's wearing one of the old school jerseys of the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's wearing the jersey of Jeff Lamp. I'm sure you don't even know who the heck Jeff Lamp is, Mike Wilson, but that just goes to show you the roots of the fandom in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. Like, these guys are true fans. From day one, I'm going to guess that Mitch in Santa Monica was part of the equation, and now he's gotten his son involved, and these guys travel all over places to go see games and have the experience of their lifetime. Where does this one rate for you right now, Max, on a scale from all of the other events that you've been to? How does Game 5 of the NBA Finals 2021 mark up in your book?
So prior to last night, the greatest game I ever went to was the Elite Eight. And I know some people who are listening are going to be either really happy about this game or really sad, but it was the Wisconsin versus Arizona Elite Eight game, where I saw Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker just play one of the greatest games of basketball I've ever seen in my life.
I agree. So what time are you guys getting out of town?
Now. But I'll say this. Hey, I thought this was an ASU town.
It is an ASU town, but you know, and did you see, like, that was funny. You bring up a great point. Remember when they're panning around on the big screen, on the jumbo screen, and then that Tucson guy puts his shoe up there, and everybody starts booing him? Oh, man, I agree, man. You're right. It is an ASU town, bro.
So that's what I say. But last night, even though there was no trophy, there was no cutting down the net, it was single-handedly the greatest sporting event I had ever been to. That replay of Giannis at the end of the game, the alley-oop yam and one, there will never be that is one of the most important plays in Bucks history.
Max, I'll tell you what made that play even more special. The fact that you and I literally looked at each other in the audience, in the crowd, and I pointed to you, and you pointed right back to me at that moment in time, bro, that's what made that play even more special to me.
There's nothing better. There were so few Bucks fans. I had to pinpoint every single Bucks fan I found It was honestly, and look, like I said, Phoenix Suns, this place, I have to give so much credit to the organization, to the fans. You guys have been amazing, but wow, Bucks fans, there's nothing like being a Wisconsin sports fan.
With that being said, that crowd better be absolutely insane in Milwaukee. And now my last, maybe final question is actually for your dad. Are we meeting in Milwaukee for Game 6 or what, Mitch in Santa Monica?
The wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. They just go around. You can't slow down. You can't get off. You can't go back. Oh, you can't stand still. If the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will. Dr. Bill Walton, he'll explain that one to you.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, that sounded to me like some sort of a Dead reference, my friend.
Hey, by the way, MJ, nice to hear you on the radio. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, Mitch, I appreciate that. And to say one more thing here, Andy, before these two get off the air with us, Jeff Lamp, first round pick of the Portland Trail Blazers in 82-84. He played for the Bucks in 86. Completely remember him playing for Portland. So, yeah. No, I.
My man! There you go, brother. I love it. Hey, MISM, have a wonderful trip back to L.A. I can't thank you enough, man. You are a magic man. That's all I can say, brother.
Awesome, man. It was great experiencing it with you. And by the way, it's a Jeff Lamp warm-up jacket. Not just a jersey. It's a warm-up jacket.
Yeah, like that's the real deal. Appreciate you so much, my friend. I love you. I love you. Have a great trip back.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, people. That's MISM, man. When people come to my town, I'm going to go out and see them, baby. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. If you're like many entrepreneurs, you have a business idea and you're ready to run with it. But be careful not to let your concept snowball into something overcomplicated. Try to start small and narrow your focus. Learn how to test your business idea so that it fulfills your promise to customers and exceeds expectations. And cut unnecessary features that water down your offerings and cost you money. As a small business, you don't need all the bells and whistles of a giant corporation. It'll be easier to add to your business as it grows. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. 1759.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's a Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike, we have not given enough love to the Open Championship, and obviously we love MISM and Max. Those guys are fantastic. They're huge sports fans, and you and I, obviously, when they do come to town or whatever, if there's a way that we can hook up with them, link up with them, we do. And quite frankly, MISM came up majorly huge for Dorf on Sports yesterday, so he has nothing but love for me, man, 100%. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about the Open Championship, and I want to ask you a little question first. Bryson DeChambeau, the other day, obviously having some tough go about it, and then he rips his company and his driver about having it being basically a piece of crap, right? And at the end of the day, he's the guy that is using it. What I found most interesting about his rant and his tirade there when he was going off, he's like, well, we got to figure out a way to make the mishits better. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a mishit for a freaking reason. Like, you didn't hit it flush. So the ball isn't going to go right down the middle. And if it does go right down the middle and you wound up, you know, having like a pull hook or something with it and it goes off the fairway, that's not the equipment's fault. That's your fault, Bryson. And obviously he kind of backed down a little bit and tried to make up for his wrongdoing, right? But, I mean, come on, man. How do you put that on your equipment?
You can't. I mean, the whole thing, Bryson DeChambeau just rubs me the wrong way, Andy. I'm just going to be quite honest with it. And his whole thing with Brooks Koepka, and Koepka just kind of brushes him off like, you know, he doesn't understand where DeChambeau is coming from. I'm a Koepka guy, so I'm going to be on Brooks' side on all of that. But DeChambeau, with his comments the other day, to me, were completely out of line. I'm like, do you not realize that that company is paying you to play with their clubs, and you're talking about mishits? And, oh, yeah, that's right. The last time I checked, I was not hitting your clubs. Andy Dorf was not hitting your clubs. That you were hitting your own freaking clubs. Hit it better. Hit it more flush. I'm like, I'm completely with you. Like, I don't get it, you know. And maybe he was just projecting onto himself a little bit, that he was just frustrated with the way he played at the British Open. And you got to be a little bit more, I don't know, you got to think it out a little bit more when you go over to, you know, you go over those links courses over there to play it out, because those courses are just different from what we play over here. But DeChambeau's comments were just out of line to me.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just an interesting situation, because the guy is extremely talented, we know, and, you know, he wants to hit the ball as far as he possibly can, and maybe part of the problem is himself more than anything. And sometimes you need to take a step back and realize that you can't always put the blame on somebody else, which is kind of where I want to go with my next thought with what I have. And I'm going to switch gears, because we'll just talk about individuals right now, right? Like Bryson DeChambeau and what he did. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, okay? Look, at the end of the day, my friend, I've really done a lot of thinking about this over the past few months. Is there a way that potentially – just follow me with where I'm going here, okay? Is there a way maybe potentially that Aaron Rodgers actually feels like he hasn't lived up to the hype of what he should be, and therefore he's all of a sudden created a situation where – he's trying to place blame on other pieces of the organization and not taking the blame himself? At the end of the day, he's got the ball in his hands all the time, right? He has the ability to make plays or not make plays. So when he puts blame on everything else and he tries to go away from himself, and look, he's part of the reason why they're going to be so good. Why is he not part of the reason why they may fail? Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, no, I absolutely get what you're saying. And make no mistake, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers guy. Like, I've always kind of liked his California cool. He just, you know, you didn't hear too much out of him. But this has kind of put a little damper on that for me, to be quite honest, because, like, Aaron, like you said, Andy, he has the ball in his hands most of the, all the time. You know, he's the one calling the plays from the sideline. He's the one audibling, you know, out of a play, supposedly into a better one, you know, that kind of thing. And you take a look at, you know, what Green Bay has in their team presently. It's a pretty damn good team that they have assembled. I mean, the last 2 years they're in the NFC Championship game. They're a play or two away from getting to the Super Bowl the last couple of years. Is it a disappointment that Rodgers has only one Super Bowl win? Absolutely. And I think any Green Bay fan would probably admit to that. But for him to start taking this out on management or the coaching staff or, you know, anybody else but him is a little short-sighted to me, because at the end of the day, football is the ultimate team sport. And whether or not you agree with what they're doing in the management part of it or the organizational part of it doesn't matter. Everybody has a responsibility to do the best they can for that team. And right now, Aaron Rodgers is not doing what is in the best interest, one, of himself, but two, the Green Bay Packer organization.
Yeah. I mean, again, it to me, it's just a really interesting situation where I've been listening to national media, right, and they're talking about, oh, well, he hasn't had this, that, and the other, and it's about a character thing, this and that. That's a two-way street. I'm sorry, but that,
right.
That is a two-way street. And, you know, when you look at what his peers and what the people around the league say about Davante Adams, I don't know if you recently saw that, but basically they say he's the best wide receiver in the game. And Aaron Rodgers has always complained about not having top-tier talent. He has top-tier talent. That's why I'm saying to you, I feel like there's something to what I'm saying about the fact that instead of taking the blame and putting it on his shoulders, he's trying to put it in different places to take the pressure off of himself. At least that's how I feel about it. Because at the end of the day, you hit the nail on the head. They have one. He should have more than one. I'm sorry, but he should have more than one. If he's really as good as he thinks he is, and if he's as good as other people think he is, the Packers should probably have more than one. And quite frankly, the game against Tampa, yeah, they took the ball out of his hands, but he had opportunities to do some things throughout that game, and he just didn't do it. So I just feel like we live in a world right now where everybody's so reactionary. And, you know, game one, game two, the Suns are going to sweep the Bucks. Well, then they go to Milwaukee and they turn the thing around. And now it's the Suns are in trouble, which they are. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is we just live in such a reactionary world where from one moment this is the greatest thing, and then it's the worst thing. And the real truth, Mike, is it's somewhere in the middle, right?
Well, yeah, no, it absolutely is somewhere in the middle. And, you know, like I said, I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers guy. He's probably one of the best guys that I've ever seen throw a football in my life, hands down, period, end of story. But he's not Tom Brady. He's not Tom Brady, and that's the difference. What does Brady do? He gets people to come to him. He takes pay cuts a little bit and to help the team. And what does he win? He has 7 Super Bowl wins out of 10 tries. He's 70% that he's going to win, you know, 70% win percentage in the Super Bowl. I'll take that all day long, every day.
Yeah, I mean, again, and I think, you know, I think you saw that post that I put about, you know, Tom Brady and this and that. And it was like after they did that golf thing, right? And
right.
He was needling Aaron.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and rightfully so, right? Like, I mean, come on. He's the GOAT. And you got this guy who thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But at the end of the day, that dude's won 7 out of 10 times. He's the greatest thing. He's the greatest team player of all time. Okay. I'm sorry, but he's right. The greatest team player of all time because all he does is bring men together and make them better. All Aaron Rodgers seems to do, in my humble opinion, is bring people further apart. And to me, that's not being a leader. Here's the other thing. We just learned that Tom Brady played the whole damn season with a torn MCL. I don't know the magnitude. I don't know how badly it was torn. But at the end of the day, brother, here's the word we haven't used yet, okay? And this is the word that it is. Sacrifice. That guy is willing to sacrifice his body, his time, his energy, his emotions, everything to go out there and win and be the best. You just have to admire and respect that, right? Like this guy could have said, "Oh, I can't play, I'm too hurt." No. Right. This guy knows how good he is, and he goes out there and he can perform even with a torn MCL.
Right. No, I mean, the other part about that whole thing with his MCL, my friend, is it says a lot about the organization. It says a lot about the doctors, a lot about Brady again and his teammates. You know, anybody that knew what he was dealing with, what he was playing on, that didn't say a word. So the other thing that he brings is trust. He makes people trust him. He trusts other people in terms of keeping their mouth shut in terms of what's going on. Because if other teams had known that he had some kind of tear in his MCL, you don't think that they'd be blitzing him left, right, and center. And trying to not necessarily take him out, but you know, kind of put the law down on Brady a little bit. So, you know, the other thing is trust with this guy, and it's a two-way highway between him, teammates, organization, the whole thing. So for us not to learn about what he was dealing with until now, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it just at the end of the day, it just keeps building to the legacy that is Tom Brady, right?
Right.
All right, brother. Only a couple minutes left in the segment, and then we've obviously got to wrap things up. I'm just amazed at, you know, all the things that we have going on now. The sporting world seems to be back. However, I do think we still need to proceed with caution. You know, we're seeing some spikes here and there with the COVID stuff, right? Yep. I'm just worried. I'm a little worried that people are starting to get a little bit lax and maybe a little too soon, Mike.
No, I think so too. And I'm getting a little nervous in terms of people that still haven't got the vaccine. Like, I don't understand that. If this is something that's supposed to help you fight off COVID, take it. You know, it's not impeding on my rights. It's not doing anything bad. And they're like, well, you know, you got to show this. You got to show. And I just sit there and I go, you know what? You have to show your vaccination card for your kid to get him into school. So it's not asking the world for you to show a vaccine card when, you know, maybe you need to go back to work. You need to get on airplane. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
Great point. Like, at the end of the day, when kids go to school, they have to have required shots to go to school, right? I mean, yep. So at the end of the day, the problem is that people try to overthink things and think that people are trying to kill them or hurt them or this and that and the other. At the end of the day, it's for safety and it's for protection. And quite frankly, brother, I don't know about you, but after I got that shot, I felt like Superman, brother. I was stronger than ever. How about you?
I always feel like Superman, so, you know, feeling never goes away.
All right, I hear that music. We got to take one more pause for the cause. We'll come back like we always do. We come back with parting shots. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
From the gun, Brady.
Intercepted! A rarity! Tom Brady gets picked off by Richard Sherman.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah, we never even got into that whole mess. Oh my gosh, that was craziness, right? That was chaos. Richard Sherman, go get some help, my friend. You obviously need it. Welcome back in, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. By the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday mornings. We then come back wee hours of the night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike? Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to my neurologist and doctors from last weekend when I was not on the show because of some big blood pressure concerns. What they did for me and getting me on the right track, Dr. Payne, Dr. Dahl, I can't thank you enough. And then to everybody who reached out, family, friends, ex-students, former students of mine, reaching out, making sure I was okay. Andy, you're on that list for sure. But just a big shout out to everybody that reached out. Scott, same with you, man. It just means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm glad that you're back in the saddle with me, brother, because I truly enjoy doing this with you more than anybody I've ever done this with. So I'm glad you're back in the saddle. I'm glad you're feeling better. And let's go Milwaukee Bucks, right? Listen, here's my parting shot, my friend. At the end of the day, there's only going to be one winner, and hopefully it's going to be my Milwaukee Bucks. They've got the chance of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. Go back to Milwaukee. Game 6, Pfizer Forum. You better be loud as you know what, because the Milwaukee Bucks are going to need everything you got, because Phoenix ain't going to quit. But I like my thoughts. I like my feelings. Milwaukee, you're going to get it done in 6. For Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, peace. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.